It's 11 minutes after 6 on CBC Radio 1. We know that finding a place to live in this city is tough enough. Real estate prices are eye-watering, to say the very least. As we're hearing in the news, though, finding a place that is accessible can be particularly difficult. That means an added challenge for some people with disabilities and for the elderly or the soon-to-be elderly. Jeffrey Kerr is a real estate agent. He specializes in accessible housing, and he's with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
How did you end up – you just handed me a book as you walked into the studio that you've written on this as well. How did you end up specializing in accessible housing?
Well, I guess it started out growing up with – I had an aunt with MS, and my mom was a physiotherapist who worked at Toronto Rehab. So I grew up in a family where accessibility was just a day-to-day reality.
And because of that, you realized that there was a market for people who are looking for accessible homes?
It was actually through my aunt. My aunt and uncle bought a home, a condominium from a builder, from Plans. And by the time that was, it was supposed to be wheelchair accessible. And by the time that condo was ready, 3 years later, my uncle had passed on, and I was with my aunt as she rolled through the front door. And she quickly realized that it was not wheelchair accessible for her needs. And within a minute, she'd handed me the keys and said, "Jeff, you need to sell this condo for me."
Within a minute?
Absolutely. And it was through selling that condo that I started researching who is helping individuals, you know, find accessible homes. And there really was no one in the GTA. So I took on that role.
What's the definition of an accessible home? Because it's more than just the size of the door frame.
Absolutely. I think there's two key features to an accessible home, an entrance solution and a bathroom solution. You have to be able to get in and out of your home safely, and a bathroom, obviously, so you can stay there.
Beyond that, what are some of the other features that would make a home accessible or more accessible for somebody who has those needs?
Certainly a kitchen is helpful, having a proper turning radius in the kitchen so you can maneuver a wheelchair. But it's not just individuals who use wheelchairs. It's anyone with a mobility challenge or a vision impairment. So there's lots of features that can assist people, and it really depends on their challenges.
We know that, as I said, finding a house at the best of times in this market is outrageous. I mean, the market is just it's off the rails, it seems like, to a lot of people. How is that complicated for people who are looking for an accessible home?
It's not easy being a buyer in this market. I agree with you. Prices, I believe, are up 17% year over year in the GTA. And finding an accessible home is that much more of a challenge. Clients that I work with, there's always a few extra layers to buying a home in terms of extra inspections, financing, dealing with financing. So there's always a few extra challenges.
How many of those homes are actually out on the market? Do you know?
No, I don't have any stats. They're often not promoted as accessible homes.
I mean, presumably they're purpose-built or they're retrofitted, right? I mean, it's not as though there is just within the stable of housing a handful or some that are just happen to be accessible. These are homes that money and time has been put in to make them accessible.
Absolutely. And a majority of clients that I work with, we find a home that they can modify. And the homes that I see that are accessible have been customized for the individual living there.
Is there a premium on the price of those homes because time and effort and money has been put into them to make them accessible?
I believe there is. And what's really important when it comes time to sell an accessible home is to market it to the right buyer, because buyers looking for those features will recognize the value.
This is, we live in a population that is aging. We are all, as a colleague of mine like to say, going to be looking for an accessible home. We're going to be facing a disability at some point in our lives. Why aren't there more of these houses being built, purpose-built accessible homes?
That's a great question, and I think builders in general are just building for what they consider to be the majority, be able to market mass produce houses to traditional buyers. But I really think that's an oversight, because an accessible home really can benefit anyone regardless of their age. And, you know, whether it's a family with a child and a stroller, whether it's an older adult, whether someone has a knee replacement or wants to welcome people into their home, that it's just so important.
there's this whole concept of living in place and aging in place, that you will age in the community that you're in and not have to leave your house to go to a different community or a different home. What's your advice then for people who are looking for an accessible home?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in giving people sort of to be able to live on their own terms. And so I always encourage clients to look at their home. If you love where you live, modify it. As long as it's done professionally, then enjoy your home for as long as you can. Spend a little bit of money on modifying it, and oftentimes it's more affordable to modify than it is to move.
And easier to find the modifications rather than looking for an entirely new place.
Absolutely. I mean,
Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
This is part of the real estate market that I think a lot of people perhaps have not considered unless they happen to be in that demographic. But that demographic, as we know, is going to be expanding. Jeffrey Kerr is a real estate agent. He specializes in accessible housing. He also has a book called Barrier-Free Real Estate, Achieving Freedom at Home. You can read more about this at cbc.ca/Toronto. It's 18 minutes after 6. Jennifer's back.